Greetings, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Digital and Social Media Sports Podcast. I am your trusty host, Neil Horwitz. You can follow me on Twitter at NJH287, and definitely hit up the website for more content and other episodes at dsmsports.net. You can also subscribe to the podcast and check it out on iTunes and Stitcher. Really excited for tonight's episode. Really think you're going to enjoy it. Someone I've respected and enjoyed following for a long time. I'm going to be talking to Troy Kirby. Yes, the Troy Kirby. He is a longtime consultant and professional in the sports field, host of the Dallas Sports Podcast, now a consultant in the space on ticket sales and everything sports business, really. Just a really smart guy, and great conversation with him coming up on the space, on networking, on what it means to use the platforms to network and to build a brand. So really good stuff coming up with Troy. But first, we have this episode's helpful tool. And this episode's helpful tool is really a great, easy app to create GIFs. I've, ever since GIFs sort of took off, especially probably with the advent of them playing on Twitter, and being native to Twitter, I've been looking for the best app to create GIFs on the fly, you know, easy GIFs. And they hadn't really been just that easy, simple one, and I found one. It is called Whom. WHOM, the Whom app. Really simple. You take video, it turns into a GIF. You can draw some text on it. You can doodle it a little bit. And then that's it. You can export it. You can share it. You can save it to your camera roll. Upload it wherever you want. It is probably one of the easiest and quickest ways to create a GIF if you have that GIFable moment just happening right in front of you. And also, what's really cool is it is a social network, a burgeoning social network. And you can also discover GIFs that others are creating and then save those and share those as well. So just a great platform, I think, that's only going to grow, hopefully, and you can get more of that crowdsourced content out there, and heck, even encourage your fans to post it if it floats your boat, so to speak. But definitely an easy place for you to create GIFs and create some easy memes right on the fly. So check it out. If you don't have a favorite GIF app already, maybe this one will be. And yes, I am Team GIF, not GIF. So check it out. It's the Whom app, WHOM. It's free, so that's always good. And have some fun with it. All right, that's this episode's helpful tool. And now we'll be right back to talk with Troy Kirby, consultant and host and producer and everything around the Dow of Sports podcast and brand. told you it was a great conversation with Troy Kirby. Just a really smart guy. Really enjoyed talking to him. And he's definitely a great podcast host. You can see he interviewed me a little bit there as well. We're going to have more fun with Troy coming up in our Talking with Troy segment. Some more good stuff, so stay tuned for that. But first, we have this episode's shareable stat. And this episode's shareable stat is something that I discovered in a Sports Illustrated article by Pete Thamel talking about the University of Texas college football program and the new coach, Tom Herman, there. And it was that one thing that Tom Herman did in his first few weeks of being the new head coach, of being new head honcho at UT, was to make sure that $200,000 was allocated to create three new positions doing social media, graphics, and design, and as well as video. So $200,000, so you can do the math yourself and see what that averages out to, but just a huge commitment to make sure that because Texas is lagging behind, and not just facilities, not just maybe talent on the field, but also in the social media arms race of college sports and certainly pro sports as well. So what does that mean? Well, it certainly means that the days of questioning social media ROI, or at least the need for it, are pretty much behind us for the most part. If you don't have buy-in yet, it's time to go and ask for it and talk about it and show what you're missing out on. Show your social media content next to those of your competitors who are doing it better. At the end of the day, it really does become almost an arms race and a way to stand out and a way to portray yourself and portray your brand in the best possible representation on these digital and social platforms, which for many is the only touch point you'll have with consumers, that you'll have with fans or recruits in the college space. So I hope you can learn from it. The University of Texas has learned from it. They are investing $200,000 in three positions for social media, video, and graphics. And if you're not thinking about doing the same, you're not necessarily investing $200,000 in new positions, but certainly taking a look at how your content compares to your competitors and whether your content is something that you're truly proud of and it's helping you stand out from the crowd and really benefit your brand and your business in the space and your team at the end of the day. All right, that's episode of Shareable Stat. We'll be right back for more with Troy Kirby in our Talking with Troy segment. Well, thanks again to Troy Kirby, longtime host of the Dallas Sports Podcast, now a consultant in the sports business space, also a frequent conference speaker. He has a long list of things that he does and just a really smart guy. I recommend reaching out to him if you need any help. But thanks again to Troy for coming on the podcast this evening. Really enjoyed speaking with him, like I said, and thank you for listening to the podcast. You can always find me on Twitter at NJH287, and you can also check out more info on the podcast and other content at dsmsports.net. Until next time, I'm Neil Horowitz, and you've been listening to the Digital and Social Media Sports Podcast.